Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about difference. So I'm going to start this week with a mind game, and I want everyone to consider taking 5 minutes to do Sociology 101 and to situate themselves in the social context that they exist in, that they spend their time in the culture and the social factors that help shape them and help make them who they are. So for myself, I'm a white male, middle class, heterosexual guy. And these things that largely were not choices of mine can become really, really important and influential in my belief and in how I process and understand myself and the world. These things that often are really, really influential, but we're not always aware of, do a lot to help inform our perception of news events, our perception of others, our ideas, our thinking, and our belief system. Now, today's mind game is to consider a change to any one of these. So if I think about being female, if I think about being homosexual, if I think about being a person of color in the world, how might that actually change my perception of things and my understanding of the world? And this is, I think, a really important mental game for all of us to get in the habit of practicing, because it does help us to see ourselves in our context. Now, the issues of sexism, racism, homophobia, all of them occur due to a number of underlying causes. And one of the biggest causes for all of those is actually fear. Fear of difference. It is fear of the unknown. It is fear of things that aren't the same as me, basically. Now, some of the other factors that really ramp up that fear are even things like economic pressure, poverty and disadvantage. On a community level, these factors actually combine with the fear to create scapegoats, to create divisions and create sides and an us versus them mentality. Because fear is one of the most powerful human emotions, and it is so often drives anger. So if we want to address these issues in our world, in our lives, in our communities, it's important that all of us, you know, confront our own fear and conquer our own fear. And the way that we do that basically is through knowledge and experience. And when we think about sexism, racism, all of the ugly types of thinking that exist in the world are often based on stereotyped information that cluster groups of individuals together and think that they're all the same, they are a certain way. And it's frankly not true. But they gain power because people lack the experiential information to counter that in themselves. And so what I would encourage everyone to do is, even cognitively, even if we just play a mind game, and to go to meet the different people that might be sharing your neighborhood, your street, your world, to converse with them, to sit down and eat with them, to find out what they believe and why, and to really understand that. I can almost guarantee you, based on my own experience, your world will grow. Now, I have a last point, and that is, we all need to remember that to coexist with people, we don't necessarily have to adopt the different belief system. We don't necessarily have to make drastic changes to our world or even our worldview. What we need to do is to create the space to coexist and to tolerate the differences that we have. So, try some Sociology 101 this week with Mind Games.